This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. So I'm joined by Nick Park. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, nice to meet you.
You are the creator, director, voiceover artist, all behind Early Man. Are you tired? You've done so much.
Yeah, I only finished the film recently as well, like last week. So it's all quite fresh, and I haven't really seen it yet with a proper audience.
Oh, right.
So there's always that thing of how, you know, you work for so long, you know. I work, you know, with as a team, you know, a massive team. We've worked for a couple of years making the film, and hoping, you know, that it all works. And the reactions so far were very encouraging. So,
a few years ago, I made a little morph with Peter Lord. It took me ages. So how long has this film actually taken you to make?
It does take... That's the thing about animation. It takes a long time, and the technique is very slow and laborious. But it's not boring, though, because it's full of fun characters and models and excellent, exciting and compelling story. So that's what keeps you going, really. It is a slow medium to do. And, you know, I have 35 animators all animating the puppets on 35... We were shooting on many, many different scenes at the same time. So, one animator might get 3 or 4 seconds done a day.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, it's that technique of stop-frame animation, where you have puppets and you move them in small increments and take a picture, keep moving, taking a picture. You know, it's a slow thing.
It keeps going.
And you have to do about 12 moves to get a second of film.
Oh, right,
Of each puppet. Yeah, so it is slow, but... We don't think about that, really. We're more thinking about how can we make this funny and how can we make gags really funny, slapstick gags.
It's funny and it's very British as well, I think, the humour in it. Right. And also you play, I think, my favourite character.
Oh, right.
What made you go for the role?
I was so hoping to get this part. No. It happened by accident. When we first put the film together, you know, we do it all in drawn storyboard pictures, and we put that into an editing machine, and we put rough music and rough sound effects, and we do all the voices ourselves to start with, with the view of casting real actors. With Hognob, I was doing it just as they call it a scratch recording. It's not the proper thing. But the team liked the way I was doing it, and the editor said, why don't you do it? It's really good. So I went, oh, thanks. Okay. So I carried on, and I was just doing a primitive version of Scooby-Doo. Really.
It worked out pretty well. That's excellent.
Quite easy, really.
The film has a big football theme through it. So I've made up a little game, if that's okay.
Oh, right.
It's called Football or Foot Lols. Very working title. Basically, it's true or false.
Okay.
If I give you 3 facts, if you can see whether they're true or false.
Okay.
I'm really testing your football knowledge, seems.
Oh, right, okay.
The film is heavily football-based here.
Right.
So, first question. The youngest professional football player ever was a 20-month-old baby.
Got to be true.
It's true, yes. A Belgian football team signed a 20-month-old.
Really?
Okay, next one. The highest scoring game ever was 149-0.
True.
That is again true. Yes. Yes. Oh my goodness, you are good at this game. And finally, Newcastle United once employed a duck to look after their pitch.
I'm going to say true.
It's false.
No.
But so close.
Because we've got a duck in the film, I thought it's got to be true.
That duck is petrifying, by the way. It really genuinely scared me. But brilliant.
That's good. Scared by a duck, eh?
It doesn't take much. Well, thank you so much for chatting to me, Nick.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.